And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 6th of September, 2017. It was on this date, 1642, an Act of Parliament closed all the theaters in England as the Puritans took control, recommended that people forego amusement in favor of repentance, reconciliation, and peace with God. The theater stayed closed for 18 years until the restoration of the monarchy in 1660. It's the birthday of Jane Addams, Cedarville, Illinois, 1860, who founded Hull House, the Settlement House, in Chicago. She had gone to London with a friend, and she'd been horrified at the sight of people tossing scraps of food to starving children in the London streets to watch the children fight each other for the food. And she dedicated her life to easing the miseries of poverty in Chicago. Hull House, which held classes in cooking, English language, citizenship, operated a daycare, library, and a kindergarten. It's the birthday of Alice Sebold, Madison, Wisconsin, 1963, author of the novel The Lovely Bones, came out in 2002, about a girl named Susie Salmon, who is abducted and murdered in the early 70s. Susie, who narrates the book from heaven, where she observes her parents and her friends and her murderer. In her heaven, there are schools but no teachers. The textbooks are fashion magazines, and there are peppermint stick ice cream machines everywhere. When the book was published, it sold more than 1 million copies in the first month. It was called the most successful debut since Gone with the Wind. She was an undergraduate at Syracuse University, Alice Sebold, when she was sexually assaulted in a tunnel on her way home one night. She identified her attacker, testified against him in court. She wrote a memoir about it, which she hoped would help her get over it, but it did not. So she drifted around for years, became addicted to heroin, got a job as a caretaker at an arts colony in the woods in California, lived in a cabin without electricity, and started writing. It took her 10 years to write the book that became The Lovely Bones. She said, "I was motivated to write about violence because I believe it's not unusual. I see it as just a part of life, and I think we get in trouble when we separate people who've experienced it from those who have not." And it was on this day, 1916, the first self-service grocery store, Piggly Wiggly, opened in Memphis, run by a former grocery store clerk named Clarence Saunders. First grocery store to let customers choose their own products. Before Piggly Wiggly, you handed your grocery list to a clerk who walked around the store and selected your items for you and then rang you up. By 1932, there were more than 2,500 Piggly Wiggly stores. Shopping carts were introduced in 1937. Here's a poem for today by Gillian Wegner, Nature Walk. The fern fronds glow with a clean green light, and I lift one and point out the spores curled like sleep on the back, the rose so straight, so even, that I might be convinced of providence at this moment. My daughter is 7. She looks at the spores, at the leaf, at the plant, at this wise, wide forest we're in, and sighs at my pointing out yet another nature fact. But look, I say, each one is a baby, ready to grow. Each one can become its own fern. But she is already moving down the path toward the bridge and whatever's beyond. Nature Walk, poem by Gillian Wegner from The Sweet Haphazard, published by 16 Rivers Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.